الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. We seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and his companions. In continuation of our series about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma Allah al-Husna, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Jameel, the beautiful, the graceful. This name was mentioned in the authentic hadith, Sahih Muslim. Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, person will not enter heaven if he or she has the smallest tiny weight of arrogance. A person likes to wear beautiful clothes and shoes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, is beautiful and he loves beauty. Arrogance is ridiculing, rejecting the truth, and despising people. Arrogance will hinder the truth and despises people. When a person rejects the truth, he or she sees himself higher than the truth. To be arrogant is to mislead one's self from the truth. Arrogance was shaitan's sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, said, he refused, was browed, and was one of the disbelievers. The definition of arrogance has many meanings. One of them is a person refusing to take the truth. He is rejecting and ridiculing the truth. Someone be stubborn about it. His pride and dignity takes over his own guilt. In addition, arrogance despises people and buttons them down. A believer always remembers the other's favors and always appreciates them. A believer admits others' kindness on them. Some focus only on themselves and look down upon others. Thus, it is not from the believer's manners to despise his or her own Muslim brothers or sisters. Humbleness is one of the believer's signs. Someone entered into the Prophet who was from fearing the Prophet. He was terrified. When he went to the Prophet, was afraid, shows that Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this terror made anyone whoever sees him fear him, and whoever deal with him loves him. Ibn Mas'ud reported, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While he was talking to him, his legs were trembling. The Prophet saw that, so he said to him to calm down, because I am not a king. I was a son of a woman who ate beef jerky. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's humbleness shows in the following example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled with his companions. They wanted to sacrifice a sheep. One of them said, I would cook it. The other one said, I would strip off its skin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will collect the woods. The exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his people to be clean, neat, scented clothes, and fixed hair. The human self have a natural disposition toward loving completeness, beauty, and achieving what one the self wants. A person likes others who are kind to them. Arrogant is ridiculing, rejecting the truth, and despising people, while beauty is looking good and has a neat, clean house. In addition, having a nice car, a clear speech, and a great attitude is part of a beauty. Believer must derive from God's completeness, perfection that will lead toward God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, and meanings, and all the most beautiful names belongs to Allah, so call on Him by them. The verse suggesting to the believer to get closer to Allah in following examples. Believers get close to the compassionate with compassion. He also gets close to the beautiful with beauty. Further, a believer gets closer to the gentle and kindness. And believer gets closer to the most justly with equity. The meanings of the graceful is taken from the beauty. Beauty means the goodness of the creation and morals. Allahumma kama hassantu khalqi fahassun khuluqi. When a person looks at himself in a mirror, he should say, O Lord, just like you did well in my creation to help me be proficient in my manners. Kama hassantu khalqi fahassun khuluqi. There is an incident where a man was well dressed, spoke jokingly and not a nice way. A man heard him and advised him to speak according to what he was wearing. It will consider a good match what you wear with what you say. Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man's faith does not become steadfast until his heart is steadfast. And his heart will not become one unless his tongue will. A man will not enter heaven if his neighbor granted his evil conduct. Some scholars, including Imam Al-Ghazali, listed the tongue's epidemics. There are more than 20 epidemics. Other scholars listed thousands of the tongue's diseases. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal that people will fall onto their faces in the fire because of what they say. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, commented on Safiya's height, saying, "She is short." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "O Aisha, you just said a word that if you mix it with the water ocean, it will pollute it." Narrated by Tirmidhi. Abu Hurairah reported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A man could say such a word, does not pay attention, any attention to it. The danger behind it, by saying it, could fall deep down the hellfire. Saying a nice word is an act of charity. It could promote you to Allah. Such promotion that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it." The Allah, the Exalted, said, which means, "So is patient, O Muhammad, with a good patience. There is patience with hardship. And the one where the person stressed out and being angry is way far from the beautiful patience." Allah the Exalted said, which means, "So overlook, O Muhammad, their faults with gracious forgiveness." Expressing a person's forgiveness and to someone and reminds them at the same time with your favor, it does not go under the beautiful forgiveness category. A person forgives someone, it ends up what happened in the past. In another word, do not remind the other person with his or her mistakes as long as you live. Forget the good favors that had done to others, and in the same token is to remember always others' favors upon them. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam did not remind his brothers with their sin when they threw him in the well. Although death was granted in the well, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam did not mention it to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so graceful in four levels. Graceful in His identity, His attributes, His acts, and His names. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most beautiful names, so make dua, spiritual prayers with them. If you take a moment and have deep thoughts of the Lord's almighty names, you will literally melt down of His highness and majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the graceful, is beautiful in His identity, His attributes, His acts, and in His names. Therefore, He almighty is complete. His names and attributes are perfect. His acts have wisdom. Some scholars said the Islamic law, Sharia, is all of its just because it is Allah's method, such a method full of mercy, wisdom, beneficial and blessing. Any situation or case leaves it wisdom, it will turn against it, and from fairness to unjust. No one can comprehend and understand His graceful identity except Him Almighty, even the prophets themselves. However, the beauty of His attributes will show the beauty of His identity. Although the beauty of His attributes associated with His acts, His graceful acts clarify His attributes and obviously His identity. We should understand this important verse so understand its meanings. If only those who do wrong could see when they will see the torment, that all power belongs to Allah and that Allah is severe in punishment. If only those who do wrong could see when they will see the torment. Why is he in the torment? What did seduce him and lead him to disobey Allah? It is beauty. Those who follow Allah are the winner. They got to know Allah and chose the absolute beauty and the eternity beauty. There is an end for the beauty. Whatever is on it, the earth will perish. If a man loved his wife, one day he is going to die and leave her, or she leave him if she dies. However, if you loved Allah, he will be with you eternally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals upon some of his creatures, and the result is a stunning beauty. However, look at flowers and plants in general, finds a wonderful world. There are also birds of stunning feathers, colors, which forms a source for colors, designers. This is the explanation of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the attributes, the beautiful reveals upon some of his creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, he is the very source of beauty. And if he bestowed upon any of his slaves a touch of beauty, the creature shall hang on him. What do you think about his being the very source of beauty? Worshipping was defined as a willing obedience which is mixed with a heartly love and based on certain knowledge that results in an eternal happiness. Thus, the Islamic religion, it is the three elements: an element of beauty, another of knowledge, and a third of behavior. Now, without exaggeration, if you open a believer's heart, you will see a great amount of happiness in his heart, which may suffice many people. In Sahih Muslim, an authentic book of hadith, reported Abu Musa said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preaching them, saying, "Verily Allah, the Almighty, does not sleep, and he should not. He all the time conducts and directs the whole world. The deeds of night are lifted to him before the beginning of the day, and the deeds of the day are lifted to him before the beginning of the night. There is no delay in lifting the deeds to Allah. Light is his veil. If ever he removes this screen, the shine of his face shall burn all the creatures in the universe." Narrated by Muslim, Allah, the Almighty, has said, "Some faces that day shall be nadira, shining and radiant, looking at their Lord, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala." It has been mentioned in some source that the heavens inhabitants do really lose their conscious for 50,000 years due to the feeling of ecstasy when they look at Allah's face. What should be clear is that whenever a human being does not realize the truth of Allah, the Almighty, and his attributes, he oppresses himself and deserves curse and is taken away from Allah. So a person should not disobey Allah for the sake of the beauty of a woman, a palace, a site, or a vehicle. If only those who do wrong could see, when they will see the torment, that all power belongs to Allah and that Allah is severe in punishment. The word power here in this verse is very wide and comprehensive. There is the power of beauty, the power of knowledge, and the power of money, and owner of each of which is a powerful one. Still, those who disobeyed their Lord and lost their afterlife for the sake of the beauty of any creature would have been aligned to Allah, the real source of beauty, if only they realized that any worldly beauty is a tiny, unrecognizable touch of the real beauty of Allah, the Almighty. There is some people who imagine that a believer missed the worldly pleasures. They also think that a believer being rightly guided has prevented himself from many things, although the contrary is the truth. The truth is that Allah reveals upon the believer's heart. You may call this revelation mercy or tranquility, but you must know that this revelation pleases that believer, even if he loses everything. Furthermore, a believer is very miserable if he loses it, even if he owns everything. Is it possible that the one who exists at the tummy of the whale is a holy prophet supplicating his Lord, saying the meaning, but he cried through the darkness saying, La ilaha illa anta. None has the right to be worshipped but you. O Allah, glorified and exalted be you above all that evil the associated with you. Truly, I have been of the wrongdoers. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 87. No sooner has he supplicated to his Lord that Allah has revealed upon him and saved him. Another narration asserts this concept is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the best, when his best, when he was at Ghar Thawr, the cave of Thawr. Moreover, Allah has revealed upon the Holy Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was thrown at the fire. This thrown happiness in the believer's heart exceeds the possession of the whole world. And if ever anyone loses it, he becomes miserable. There is a kind of emptiness in a human's heart which can't be filled by money or any tangible materialistic things. It is true that wealthy people lead a very sophisticated and extravagant life, and every single specific detail in their life is truly elaborate. Still, they are the most miserable people in this world. This is because they are away from Allah, the Almighty, and they got astray. It is just that you have to believe that the real and the full happiness is caused by the real close relationship to Allah. The complete obedience to Allah results in true happiness. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. In Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 28, the meaning, verily, in the remembrance of Allah, do heart find rest. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. And the true misery is resulted due to being away from Allah. But whoever turns away from my reminder, neither believers in this Quran nor acts on his teaching, verily for him is a life of hardship. And we shall raise him up blind on the day of resurrection. He will say, O my Lord, why have you raised me up blind while I had sight before? Allah will say like this, our ayat, proofs and evidence, verses, signs, revelations came unto you, but you disregarded them. You left them, did not think deeply in them, and you turned away from them. And so this day you will be neglected in the hellfire, away from Allah's mercy. The absolute happiness is caused due to the close connection to Allah, the very source of beauty, knowing that beauty is very essential in our life. But whoever turns away from my reminder, neither believers in this Quran nor acts of his teaching, verily for him is a life of hardship. A scholar was asked, why do wealthy people live in real misery? His answer was, their misery isn't resulted from the lack of money. Rather, it's resulted from the straight heart. When Allah the Almighty reveals upon the believer's heart by his attribute, the beautiful, the believer feels as if he living in heaven. That's why it's been said, in this worldly life, there is a heaven. Whoever does not enter this world heaven will never enter the afterlife heaven. Another saying is, a poor are they, the people of this worldly life, who came to life, then passed away without even feeling the best of it. Light is his veil. If ever he removes this screen, the shine of his face shall burn all the creatures in the universe. It's said that the entity was covered by the attributes, and the attributes were covered by the deeds. What about the beauty that was covered by the attributes of perfection? And the features of sublimity and majesty? You are dealing with Allah, with a perfect entity, with the powerful, the beautiful, the rich, the mighty, the merciful, the kind. It's really impossible to be in misery if you truly acknowledge Allah. They could never overlap. Still, a believer, or still, don't say that a believer being closely connected to Allah is living a soft and a smooth life. He may live in ease, he may have difficult life circumstances, he also may be poor or ill. All of this really happens, but still his experience a true happiness due to his connection to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you happen to head to Allah, to be fully obedient to Allah, you will adore and love him as much as you will glorify him, as much as you will be amazed by his perfection and his beauty. He will support you back by as much mercy. A holy verse explains the content. Surah Ar-Rahman, verse 26-27. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Whatsoever is on it, the earth, will perish. And the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will remain forever. Anything may be perfect but not great, or it may be great but not perfect. However, Allah the Almighty has said in another holy verse, means, blessed be the name of your Lord, Allah, the owner of majesty and honor. The Surah Ar-Rahman, verse 78. تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. If you happen to reach to Allah, you reach everything. Allah has said in the authentic holy hadith, O son of Adam, do supplicate to me and you will find me. Once you found me, you found everything. But if you missed me, you missed everything. Still, you should know that I am more lovable to you than everything. The worldly happiness is undeveloped and not continuous. When a human being, he has been created to have infinite ambition, chose limited goal in his life, his ambition could not be totally satisfied. But by the real knowledge of Allah, if a person pick up an earthly goal, say money, and he works hard to earn as much money as he could, believing that money is everything in this world, still he becomes a wealthy person. In the very moment when he is about to leave this world, he will discover the bitter truth. He will realize that money is only one thing. It could by no means be everything. The same thing is said about any other earthly goal in this world. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, once said, if ever he passed by a group of people lighting fire, he used to greet them saying, O assalamu alaykum, dwellers of light. So he was polite not to say, not dwellers of fire. There are many subtle phrases in language you can use with politeness. The chosen word should be beautiful, as well as a Muslim's clothes, house, business, place. He should move smoothly and in a beautiful way. That's the real interpretation for the holy hadith. Verily, Allah is the beautiful and He loves beauty, and I hope beauty will become an essential part of our lives. Allahumma ya Jameel, ya Azeem, jammil alsinatana bil sidq, wa jammil a'malana bil ikhlas, wa jammil sudurana bi hubbik, wal i'timadu alayk, wat tawakkulu alayk. اللهم جمل سلوكنا بالجميل مما تحب وترضى ووفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك العظيم الذي إذا دعيت به أجبت وإذا سئلت به أعطيت. اقض حوائجنا وفرج كربنا واغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا وتب علينا وعافنا واعف عنا وارحمنا برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء. اللهم اجعلنا إلى جمال آياتك ناظرين وإلى روائع قدرتك مبصرين، واغفر لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.